For a little background, I'm a female, and this took place when I was in high school. It was my sophomore year, and I would describe myself as a pretty average student. I had a good group of friends that I would talk to at school and hang out with sometimes. At the time this took place, I was not dating anybody when Valentine's Day came. It was just another day to me, but at my school, you could buy somebody a rose. Then it would get delivered to whoever you wanted it to during study hall by teacher's aides. It was popular for guys at the school to get their girlfriend a rose. So on Valentine's Day that year, I obviously wasn't expecting one. In study hall, I was in Spanish class and just doing homework. I noticed a student enter our room holding several roses, and then she mentioned some names of other girls. They raised their hands and she gave them their roses. Then she said my name, and I was really surprised. I raised my hand and she gave me one of the roses. I had no idea who had got me a rose though. One of my friends that was in the class asked me who it was from, and I told her I didn't know. We started talking, thinking about who could have done it. I really wasn't aware of any guys that would do that. I sort of had a crush on this one guy that was on the football team, and we talked here and there, so I was kind of hoping that it was from him, but I didn't really think so. We weren't that close yet or anything. As the day went on, I was trying to figure out who sent me the rose, but I really had no answers. I talked with a few more of my friends, but none of them seemed to know anything either. Then I had my final class of the day, which was science. When it was over, I got back to my locker to get my things and go home. As I arrived at my locker, though, I saw that there was a note attached to it. I took it out and read it. The note said, "I see that you got the rose I sent you. I hope you like it." The handwriting was kind of sloppy, but it didn't give me any clues as to who left it. I looked around the crowded hallway, but still didn't have an answer. So I got my things and then left to walk home. During this time, I walked to school and back because I didn't have my license just yet. And we lived really close to the school. I would only take a few sidewalks the entire way, and it took me maybe 15 minutes to walk back most days. On that very same day, when I was walking home from school, I saw this guy walking behind me. It was kind of hard to tell because he was a really long ways back. I couldn't hear him walking or anything. I don't even know why I looked behind me, but at one point, I think about halfway back, I did look behind. Normally, when I walked home from school, I was all by myself, so when I noticed the guy, it was a little bit unusual, but I still didn't think too much of it. He was this one guy that did go to my school, but I didn't know his name or anything. I just recognized him. He wasn't in my grade and was really tall, with curly blonde hair and glasses. I walked the rest of the way home, and as I was going up my driveway, looked to the left and saw him. He was still a really far ways back and walking down the sidewalk towards me. I didn't know that he lived in my neighborhood, and I had never seen him walking before. It was kind of odd. I went inside my house and then went into my bedroom to finish my homework. I remember that as I was in there, probably about 15 minutes later, there was a knock on the front door. I was home by myself, because my parents were both still at work. I got up and left my bedroom and went to the front door, but by the time I got there, whoever had knocked was gone. I looked around and didn't see anybody at all. Then I just went back to my bedroom. It was really strange. A couple of hours later, my parents got home from work. I remember that my mom came into my room and dropped an envelope on my desk. She said that it was on the front step when they got home, and my name was on it. I was even more confused now. I opened it up and read it. It was from the same person who sent the rose to me and left the note on my locker. The letter said that he saw that I got the rose and letter and wanted to meet me before school at 7:30 a.m. the next day. I was supposed to go to the back parking lot. I knew that there was a pretty good chance that it was the guy who followed me home. I found it creepy that he was being all mysterious, and I had never talked to him before, and I didn't find him attractive at all either. I decided to go just to tell him that I appreciated the rose, but was not interested, and he didn't have to follow me home. Normally, I would get to school at about 7:30 anyways, and school started at 7:50. So when I got there, I went into the back parking lot. This parking lot was pretty quiet, and just overflow from the main other two lots. It was mostly used for football games or other sports, and only a few kids would park their cars there for school. When I got there, there were a couple of cars parked around, but nobody was in the parking lot that I noticed. Then I saw a door open to one of the cars, and the same guy who followed me home came out. I knew that it would be him. He walked over to me and said hi. Then he told me that his name was James and he was the one who sent me the rose. I told him I knew that because he followed me home. He said he did that just because he wanted to leave me the letter. Before I had a chance to say anything, he told me that we should talk inside of his car. I didn't want to because I didn't want to spend any more time there. I said no thanks, I had to get to class, and I started to tell him that I really wasn't interested in him. When I said it though, he said that I should go in his car again. He said that I should just hang out with him today, and he knew that I would have a good time. Then he said that we should skip school and drive someplace. I said no and started walking back. That's when he started to follow me, and I looked to see him walking quickly in my direction. I just started running at that point towards the school. He actually started to chase after me, running at full speed, but then he stopped shortly after. I had made it far enough away that somebody in the main parking lot would have seen him chasing after me. I was able to get back to school after that. I hoped that I would never see him again. I remember that over the next few days, he sent me a few messages on social media, calling me names and stuff, but I just blocked him on everything. After that, I hardly ever saw him again. He was a senior that year, and I guess he skipped school a lot anyways. That was the craziest Valentine's Day I've ever had. This happened on Valentine's Day last year. I was going out to a restaurant with my girlfriend Veronica. The restaurant was pretty nice, but not too fancy. It was a big restaurant, and when we got there, it was also very busy. Luckily, we were able to get a table and had our Valentine's date. Now, fast forward to maybe an hour. We were just sitting there talking, and I had already paid and everything. So we were going to be leaving soon, but we're just enjoying our conversation. I had to use the restroom, so I got up and said that I would be right back. Veronica stayed at the table. I walked to the back of the place and was in the restroom for less than a minute. When I returned to the table, Veronica was gone. I assumed at first that she went to the restroom as well. I sat back down and waited for her to return. But then I felt my phone vibrate from getting a text. I looked at it and saw that it was from Veronica, and she said that some crazy guy was after her. I didn't know what this meant, and I asked her what she was talking about. She responded saying that she was in the parking lot. I was very confused, but decided to go out into the parking lot and find Veronica wherever she was. The restaurant overall was still very busy, and people were all over the place. I walked out and into the parking lot. There were cars parked all over, and on the sides of the parking lot were some grassy areas. There were a few bushes and trees in them as well. After leaving the restaurant, I did not immediately see anybody else. I stood in the middle of the parking lot and texted Veronica again, asking her where she was. I told her that I was now in the parking lot, and she told me she was behind a bush and to be careful. As I looked around for her, I called out her name. Then I saw her. She was looking out from behind a bush at me, but just seconds later, somebody hit me. I had no idea what happened, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground. I saw a guy next to me, and then I realized that he had tackled me. He started to get up, and I grabbed him and tried to wrestle him to the ground. We struggled for a few moments, and in the struggle, I was able to get one good punch to his face. Veronica had now walked over to us, and when I got up, we both ran to the car. The guy didn't get knocked out or anything, and he got up shortly after and chased after us moments later. We were able to make it inside of my car just in time, before he reached it and tried opening the door. When the door didn't work, he started to bang on the windows. I quickly drove away with him hitting my car until he couldn't anymore. It all happened so fast, it felt like less than a minute. But in reality, I think it was like 2 or 3 minutes. After we left, we called the police and reported the whole thing. We went back and talked to officers, and the man had run away, but was located in a nearby parking lot. I was fine with just minor scrapes and scratches. Veronica told me that she noticed the guy earlier in the restaurant, and he was sitting sort of behind me. She noticed him looking at her once or twice, but didn't think too much of it. When I left to go to the restroom, apparently he got up and walked right over to her. He asked her to come and sit with him, and when she said no, he tried to grab her arm. She then got up and left the restaurant, planning to go out to the car and not thinking the guy would follow her. But she realized when she got out that I had the keys and noticed the man leaving the restaurant too. She then ran out of his sight and hid behind a bush. The guy was walking around the parking lot looking for her when I left. He obviously knew that I was her boyfriend and attacked me. I didn't know any of this until after. It still blows my mind when I think back to it, and I'm really glad that Veronica and I were okay and that the man was caught. I'm a single female who lives alone in a one-bedroom apartment. I live on the first floor and moved in right around a year ago. This story takes place on Valentine's Day of last year. My new apartment was in a pretty large and new building, and I had a unit on the first floor. After living there for about a week or two, it was Valentine's Day. I got up that morning to go to work and was going to leave at 7 a.m. When I opened up my door to leave my apartment, I saw that there was a heart-shaped Valentine taped to it. When I saw it, I thought that it was something left by the apartment management. They had left me a welcome thing with some small gifts, and my previous apartment would do that sort of stuff too. I didn't even read it, and just put it on my countertop to look at when I got home from work. When I got home that day, I finally read the Valentine, and I quickly realized that it was not left by management. It said my name on it, and it was handwritten. On the inside, it said that I was possibly the most beautiful girl in the entire apartment complex. The person then said they hoped we could spend next Valentine's Day together. I was really creeped out by this. The way that it was written was so weird, and I didn't know anybody there yet at all. I had barely spoke to anybody in the hallways, so obviously I had no idea who did this, but clearly somebody had been watching me. Now, just mere hours later, I was in my kitchen and starting to cook. My kitchen is at the front of my apartment right by the door. When I'm at the counter, I face the rest of my apartment, which is the living room, and then the patio door at the other end. It was probably about 7 p.m. and dark outside. As I was standing at the counter, I suddenly noticed that a man was standing outside of my patio door and looking in. I didn't know who he was and had never seen him before. I ducked down behind the counter. When I looked up again several moments later, he was gone. I realized then that must be the guy who left me the Valentine, but I had never noticed him before. It made me wonder if he had been looking in my apartment windows previously, but I just didn't notice. I hope not. It was possible that he just saw me leaving to go to work or whatever, because there were numerous apartments that looked out to the parking lot where my car was. Either way, somebody here was being as creepy as they could possibly be. I thought about calling the police or reporting him, but I didn't even have a good description of the guy. I only saw him for like a second, and he was outside, so it wasn't very clear at all. He just appeared to be a Caucasian male, about 6 feet tall, and darkish colored hair. I sent an email to apartment management letting them know what happened. I didn't know what could be done about it, though. For the rest of that night, everything was mostly fine. I had shut my curtains, obviously, and was now going to bed. But at that time, almost 11 p.m., I thought I heard the sound of my doorknob turning. I was in my bedroom, so I didn't hear it as well. I stopped what I was doing and listened. Then I heard a knock on the door. My heart started racing as soon as I heard it. I knew who it likely was. I got my phone and was ready to call the police. Then I quietly walked over to my door. I looked through the peephole to the other side, and when I did, I saw a man who certainly resembled the guy at my window. I called the police right then and there. Then I moved back into my bedroom to talk with them and say what the situation was. About a minute later, the guy knocked again. This was followed by another knock about a minute after that. The police were on the way, and I hoped that they would get there fast. The man knocked once more, but this time I heard him yelling for help. I remember him asking if anybody was home, and if they could please come to the door because he needed help. I knew that this was probably just his desperate attempt to try to get me to open up the door for him. After that, I didn't hear anything for a little while. I assumed that he left, but he didn't. He stayed there all the way until the police arrived several minutes after that. They spoke with the man and to me as well. I was really glad that the guy didn't run away. The man did not get arrested, but he did end up getting evicted from the apartment building, and he was also trespassed and not allowed to come back. And since that night, I haven't seen him. My name is Emily, and this story took place on Valentine's Day 2 years ago. I have a boyfriend named Jake, and we had planned to go out for Valentine's. We were going to go to this one restaurant in town after work. I had an apartment about 10 minutes away from Jake, across town. We both worked on Valentine's Day earlier, but planned on meeting for dinner at 6 o'clock. He told me that he was going to make reservations. Jake and I were texting throughout the day, on and off. and I remember at probably about 11 a.m., he told me that he might have to leave work a little late. I asked him if he could still make the dinner reservations for 6 p.m., and he said that he thought so. Then we didn't text for the next few hours. I got off of work and went home, and then texted Jake letting him know that. He did not immediately respond. I texted him a little while later, asking if we should meet at the restaurant or if he was going to pick me up. He responded saying that he would meet me there. I figured that he might be running a little bit late. I got all ready and then texted Jake asking him how he was doing. He responded saying that he was already at the restaurant. It was only 5:30 and I was really confused. I left right then and there and drove to the restaurant. I was wondering if I had the times mixed up or something, but I looked over the texts and he had said 6 before. Something just seemed off, but I didn't know what it was. I arrived at the restaurant by maybe 5:40 or so and then walked inside. It was pretty busy, and I looked around to see if I could find Jake, but I didn't see him anywhere. I walked around the entire place, and he wasn't there. I did see a man who was staring at me, though, and kind of standing by himself in the corner. I texted Jake, asking him where he was, and he didn't immediately respond. I walked out of the restaurant, thinking maybe Jake texted me incorrectly. Maybe he wasn't there, but just on his way. I was going to walk back to my car and try to figure out what was going on. Inside the restaurant just felt too awkward standing there by myself. When I made it outside, I was walking to my car and noticed the guy who had been staring at me in the restaurant walk out after me. I turned to where my car was and he did the same. I walked faster and soon reached my vehicle and got inside. The man got there seconds later and I couldn't believe that he was now at my car. He was standing at my driver's window and he knocked on it. I lowered it just an inch or so and the man then asked me if I could give him a ride. This guy was a lot older than me, probably in his 40s or 50s, and had grayish hair. I told him that I couldn't give him a ride, and he just kept standing there. I was really creeped out, so I decided to call Jake. I wanted to know where on earth he was. When I pulled out my phone and called him, I heard a phone ring on the man that was outside my car. Then I realized that he had Jake's phone. I drove out of there as fast as I could. I went to Jake's place, and luckily, he was there. He told me that he lost his phone and couldn't find it anywhere. He said that he went to my place, but when he saw that I was gone, he went back to his. I told him about the guy who had his phone, and he was texting me pretending to be him. Then we called the police with my phone. We told them all the information that we could, and Jake's phone was later found in the parking lot of that same restaurant, but the man was nowhere to be seen. This was the craziest thing to ever happen to me.